And now to the town of Braddock, Pennsylvania. They're holding open auditions. That's right, auditions, a week from today, to find a new mayor. It's just temporary until a new mayor is elected in 2020. Still mayor for a year, and it's a big seat left vacant by John Fetterman, a powerhouse mayor who served for 13 years and is now Pennsylvania's lieutenant governor. Braddock Borough Council President Tina Doucet joins us. And Tina, you know, headline writers are having a field day with this. They're calling it Braddock Idol. Why an audition?
Well, we could have just selected someone. According to Pennsylvania State Borough Code and the law, we did not have to put it out for applicants or ask for people that were interested. We could have picked someone and allowed them to sit in that position for a year until the voting process was complete. But we really wanted to make sure that there was transparency and that the community was involved, because John truly elevated the role of mayor in our little borough. So we chose to go about it differently.
Well, and some may remember John Fetterman, Mayor Fetterman, when he went on the Colbert Report and asked for a Subway sandwich shop to come to his town because he didn't have enough places for people to sit down and eat. He got more than that Subway shop. He's got software and tech companies to move into your town to, you know, try to help it spring back from its more robust times when the steel industry was flourishing. But who are you hearing from? What are some of the applicants saying? And by the way, they have to be residents. But what are some of them saying are their qualifications?
Well, it's a variety of folks have applied, you know, people who have no idea about how local government functions, as well as individuals that are business-minded and want to do things to build the business community back up. And we're expecting to get someone that's engaged, that is community-centered. So it's promising at this point. And I don't know how many people we'll end up with, but I'm hopeful that on the 29th, we'll be able to select someone that cares about Braddock, is engaged. Will we get another, you know, John Fetterman, another Harvard grad? I doubt that. But I think we're going to get someone that is very focused and is energized about making Braddock a better place to live, work, and play.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We are at a time in our country's history where there's a debate about whether or not somebody having had experience in, you know, the world of politics, whether that's a good thing or not. Are you looking for somebody who's had political experience, or are you looking for someone who, you know, maybe hasn't had any and might be a bit of a, you know, a flamethrower? And either way, what, you know, are you concerned? I mean, if you get someone who's never done anything like this before, it could go either way.
I don't think that that matters as much as it does that the individual have, I guess, what we would call intellectual curiosity. So if they have a willingness to learn, to understand local government, and to grow in that capacity, I think we'll have a wonderful mayoral appointment, and hopefully they will seek the office permanently.
By the way, these auditions on the 29th, will they be, I mean, not dancing, certainly, but will they be making a pitch?
They will. So all the applicants have registered with the borough office. We will be able to assess and make sure that they've voted in the borough of Braddock and pull up that information. They've also submitted their resume and a letter of interest. And during that public meeting, they will, for 5 minutes, tell everyone, council and all those in attendance, why they want to be the mayor of the borough of Braddock.
Quite a local moment. Tina Doucet, the council president of the Braddock Borough, Braddock, Pennsylvania, former steel town that's seen, you know, quite a bit of a comeback under its previous mayor, now looking for a new one through audition. Thank you so much.
Thank you.